Armstrong told KPCW that they're very concerned about the preferred alignment now being proposed by Tesoro to transport their Waxy crude oil from the Uinta Basin to refineries in Salt Lake.
The Tesoro people were cautious to say that it was a line on a map, but it just so happened that the line on the map followed right down a pretty critical water corridor for over, 10, 20, 30 miles, and from Camas clear down to Colville. And we've met with Tesoro and expressed our concerns about protecting the watershed, and it just we'll have to see how responsive they are.
He said he hopes the county and other entities like the Weber Basin Water District can persuade Tesoro to adopt another route further up into the hills.
It's quite likely that there's going to be a pipeline, and in a lot of ways it's probably safer for the community than the big trucks, so we're not being obstructionistic and saying we don't want any pipeline. What we're saying is if you get some common sense in your routing, you will have made it a lot safer for any major environmental impacts to the community, and that's what we're hoping for.
And what that does actually is just add miles to the pipeline?
Yeah, it adds miles, and probably, obviously, if you move up into the foothills, it's going to be a lot more difficult construction than if you're just following along a nice river corridor.
Right, so of course they don't favor that because it's just more expensive, right?
Yeah, I think it would be tougher construction and additional length, yes.
You said a pipeline break near Mountain Regional's facilities would have a dramatic impact.
If it took place in the watershed above our intake facilities for Lost Canyon, we'd pretty much have to have those shut down and isolated until it was cleaned up. We couldn't move it through our facilities, and we wouldn't want to move it into either of our treatment facilities, ours at Signal Hill and or deliver it to Quinn's, because our treatment processes are made to treat organic, silt and common pollutants. We're not prepared to treat for hydrocarbon pollution. So we'd really just have to shut down until the cleanup was facilitated. So it'd be approximately 40% of the, new water coming into the valley would be pretty much out of service.
And Regional General Manager Andy Armstrong. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.